Let's go.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Tom Allen opened the 2017 football season last night against the Ohio State Buckeyes in front of a sellout crowd. And for 2.5 quarters, the Indiana Hoosiers had the better of it, leading 21-20 with 4:56 to go in quarter number 3. But then the Hoosiers and the fans in the building found out why the Buckeyes are ranked number 2 in the country. They're big and they're fast, and they've got plenty of team speed. The Buckeyes broke the game open after Ian Thomas caught his second touchdown pass of the game, made it 21-20 Indiana, but the Buckeyes would score the next 4 touchdowns, including a pair of back-to-back big plays, a 74-yard touchdown pass and a 59-yard touchdown pass that took the air out of the Hoosiers and the air out of the stadium. Richard Lego had a couple of interceptions and a fumble, but overall had a pretty good night. Those interceptions were tough. One ball was deflected at the goal line. Another was a great defensive play by the Ohio State cornerback. But Lego's night sums up Indiana's day. 40 of 65 for 410 yards for Lego. He threw for 3 touchdowns, including 2 to Ian Thomas. Simi Cobbs caught the other one. Speaking of Simi Cobbs, he had 11 catches for 149 yards, and Luke Timian also chipped in. He had 10 catches for 72 yards, while Thomas, 5 for 53. Remember, Thomas had 3 catches all of last season. But the key for Indiana was the running game, or lack thereof it. Indiana had negative 2 yards of rushing entering the fourth quarter before finishing 27 carries for 17 yards. It's week one, as Tom Allen mentioned in his postgame. Breakthrough is a mindset. It's not one game. It's a culture change. Indiana, they're not going to let one game determine their season. Hoosiers hit the road next Saturday in Charlottesville to take on UVA 3:30. Tonight, high school football. Edgewood, Cloverdale, Chalk Talk at 6:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana soccer coach Todd Yeagley joins us as they prepare for the Adidas IU Credit Union Classic, coming off a perfect 2-0 start last weekend to open the season.
We started off where we left off last year, defending really well collectively and individually. So we returned, I feel, some All-American quality players in that part of the field. And the good news is we've added some really dynamic attackers to replace some really good ones that left. So on the attacking end, we're still figuring some things out, but we were dangerous. But defensively, organizational, and just overall feel, I felt really good about how we played in those areas of the field. And those are the ones that are going to get you the results. We'll add the layers offensively as we go. But, again, just a really good feel for the group and a very confident group, and one that, two wins on the opening weekend, no matter what's a nice way to start. Well, I think these teams coming in this weekend, I think there'll be a bit different attacking abilities. I think San Francisco and South Florida are going to potentially push some more numbers forward than maybe we saw last weekend. You know, we were in kind of territorial control in both matches for large pieces of those games. I think this weekend, I think both teams might push a little bit and try to extend it, which could open the game up a little bit. And I like our ability in midfield, and transition is one of our best attributes, so I like that. There's definitely some creativity and flair in both these teams and some good individuals. We saw that last weekend, but I think we'll see a few, maybe even more this weekend. We're going to be tested, as always, but that's what we want here at this event. I mean, it's important that we play, tournament-caliber teams and figure some things out early in the year so that we can make some adjustments that need to be headed into the next phase of the season.
Friday and Sunday, 8 p.m., USF, San Francisco and South Florida on the weekend for IU. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.